Jack Shoe News time is 9:07. Starting things off on a I guess we're wrapping things up in the new. I guess it's New Year's Eve. I would keep on to think it's like New Year's Day already. This whole week, and David, I've been David Cordero, City of St. George, is in studio with us today.
Hey, hey.
How are you, man?
Good.
I've been talking about this all week about how it's just a weird, this whole week is weird. People are either mentally checked out or they want to be mentally checked out.
For sure. And, you know, it's weird because you work for 3 days.
Yep.
You get Thursday off and some people come back Friday, some people don't. Are we all really there? You know, that's a great question. But before we go any further, I just want to say, and you probably led with this on your Tuesday show.
Yes.
But congratulations. You are the fantasy football champion.
Thank you very
much. Of our league. Squeaked it out. Quarter of a point.
Two-tenths of a point. Yeah. And that's something I didn't actually.
I am bowing to you right now.
I was at the basketball game. I was at the Utah Tech basketball game, and I had no idea what was going on with the game because I'm watching point by point Matt Stafford slowly inching up and it literally came down to the last play, and I
oh man,
I won by 0.2 of a point.
That's wild.
I've won. I've been playing fantasy football for, I don't know, 20 years. I've won once before.
Yeah.
And this year, I did something I never do, and I had 3 leagues, and I won 2 of the 3.
Wow. Good job.
I don't know what happened.
That's amazing.
I don't know what happened. I'm sure I'll be in the basement next year.
I mean, that's great. You know, I'm proud of my top 10 finish. I finished 10th.
You got to have a New Year's resolution.
That's right.
To not do that again. He's David Cordero from the City of St. George. Let's start with, it seems like whatever radio station I'm on, you and I always have this conversation about fireworks. We always are having this conversation about fireworks.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, off the very top, a lot of people, they go to Moapa, they stock up, and they come back. It is illegal to fire off. Anything that you bring back from Moapa or just things that are aerials?
Yeah, so contrary to popular opinion, I'm not the fireworks expert.
Right.
However, I know where you can find that information.
Yes.
And so if you go to our city website, sgcityutah.gov/fireworks, it lists the state laws on that. And you know, if it's super big and loud, chances are it's probably not. And it came from Nevada or Wyoming. It's probably not going to be legal here.
If it's boring, it's legal.
It's right. Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Pretty much. But you know, it's funny because you have the two holidays that people most associate fireworks with in Utah.
Yeah.
You have the 4th of July, and you have Pioneer Day.
Yep.
Both in July, so it's always the 2 days before the holiday and the 1 day after. So, for instance, July 4th is July 2nd to the 5th. For the 24th, it's the 22nd to the 25th. It's a little bit different for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and so I wanted to kind of go over those dates. So, for New Year's Eve, you can, in 1 hour and 49 minutes, you can start discharging firework. I mean,
legally.
I don't know how good they look in the daytime. Mm-hmm. Probably not very good. But the time span is from this morning, 11 a.m. all the way until January 1st, 1 a.m. So that's a span. So January 1st meeting tonight after midnight for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're looking at 14 hour window, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Saturday, and then. And so there's also a fourth patch of dates. Do you know?
I do. Yeah, we've talked about it. Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year, yeah. And that's in mid-February. We'll have the dates on our website here shortly once we get the official calendar from the state. But that's going to be in mid-February this year. And that's for the 2 nights before Chinese New Year's Eve and Chinese New Year's Eve. So that's a total of 3 days.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like that there's an extra. And you don't. The problem is that there's, I mean, there's not a huge Chinese population in St. George. I've lived in cities where I lived in Toronto, Canada for a while, and a quarter of Toronto is Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the kiosks popping up around Chinese New Year. When is it again? It's just like in a few weeks, isn't it?
Chinese New Year this year, the celebration goes from February 19th to, I believe it's March 4th.
Holy
cow. So the fireworks dates would be the 16th to the 18th. And, I remember when I was a kid, my best friend is Chinese.
Okay.
And I remember that was quite a financial windfall for him. He would get a lot of money from family, friends, everything. And he'd go buy a bunch of baseball cards. We'd be trading and everything. And so.
Yes. I love that. He's David Cordero, St. George City, talking about fireworks going on tonight. If people, like I said, if you can go to the website and get all the questions, but you can go and you can go to different, I know Walmart has, the packs, you can get anything you buy here locally.
Yep.
All that is legal.
That is legal, correct.
Yeah, so you're good to go.
That's your best bet, yep.
Just keeping it here local. Okay, so that's tonight. You can write them off till 1 a.m. After 1 a.m., everything else needs to go in the safely stored away until Chinese New Year.
Yes.
Then we can go hog wild.
Don't go to bed until everything's taken care of.
Exactly. Clean up your stuff. Make sure you put it in a bucket of water, that whole thing. Blah, blah,
Our fire department thanks you.
Yes. Speaking of fire, man, it has been a busy 18 hours up and down I-15. A tip of the cap to St. George Fire, Hurricane Fire. Over the last couple of days, they've been busy. Just that fire on the on ramp at Dixie yesterday.
Yeah,
yesterday afternoon.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah,
but man, St. George City has just the world's finest firefighters in my mind. These guys,
and the great thing about the firefighters, and not only in St. George but in the community, is the concept of mutual aid. And so if there's a fire that's consuming a lot of resources for a particular entity, other surrounding towns and organizations, they'll send help down there to keep everything covered.
Agency,
it's not like, oh, you're on your agency.
Yeah, agency assist. Agency assist.
Yep, for sure. And so it's not like, oh, you got a big fire and hurricane. Good luck with that,
good
buddy.
Boy. See you later, guys.
No, we all work together. And so that's a really great thing about Southern Utah. And pretty much everything we do, we have a really good working relationship with other agencies.
I love it. He's David Cordero, St. George City, talking about a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
Other events, there's a bunch of different events going on today as well, throughout the day and into the evening for New Year's Eve. What do we got locally here that you want to talk about?
Well, it's funny because in the past, if you've lived here long enough, you might remember there's an event called First Night here.
Yep.
And, when my kids were little, we would go to that. And it was fun to go to, but it was super cold.
Yeah.
Luckily, the last several years, it's been pretty warm, but we don't have that anymore. But there are a lot of things. There's nothing really, city hosted that you can do. If you haven't had an opportunity to look at our holiday lights at historic Town Square, or also go up on the hill, the Water Conservancy District, they run the Red Hills Desert Garden.
Yeah.
Their holiday lights there.
Yeah.
You can still see those. And, beautiful, beautiful sights, great photo opportunities, really exciting. But yeah, there's definitely lots of things going on in the private sector that you can be a part of. I would definitely recommend there's an Instagram follow, especially if you've got kids and you're maybe not looking at the parties all hours of the night, but you want to do something for New Year's. You go to St. George Kids. They've got a lot of great things from that area. I think it's, ST_George Kids.
Okay,
and that's a great follow. They're really really cool.
I love that. Also on our website, an article I wrote yesterday about different things going on. KDXU, you can go to 890kdxu.com. There's a list of different things going on, not just with St. George, but the city of Washington. If you're in that area, here downtown, I'm actually DJing an event at Sun River tonight.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's funny. They're going to do an East Coast toast, champagne toast at 10 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Which is right up Sun River's alley.
So everyone's going to stay up until 10, huh?
They're going to try. So they're going to do two. We're going to have two.
Just
kidding. We're going to do a 10 o'clock champagne toast, and then party on till midnight, baby.
Hey,
and then right at midnight, we'll do a
local champagne toast, and then keep the tunes going right till midnight. So I'll be out there.
I've learned as I've gotten older, and you know, you're such a party animal, Dale. So it probably doesn't apply to you, but
so crazy.
You know, the idea of staying up till midnight, it's become a challenge. It was an everyday occurrence back in the day. Back when I was a sports writer, I rarely went to bed before midnight. But now I take it as a challenge.
Especially now, as I've been doing the morning show, back to doing morning. I've had mornings for, I don't know, 15 years or so, and it's no big deal. But getting up isn't the hard part. It's the 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Digesting that dinner, sitting on a comfy seat.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the time where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 9, 10 o'clock, if I'm going to make this or not. So, again, you can go to 890kdxu.com, go over all the different list of some different events going on around Southern Utah. There's a drone show out at Black Desert that's going to be cool. Just a bunch of different stuff that you can see. Whatever your lifestyle is, whatever your time constraints are going to be with, you know, getting to bed before that time. So there's, what else we got going on, David? There's some cool events. There's what else we got going on?
So in a couple of weeks, so we've been gearing up now. You know, typically this is a time when things start to slow down a little bit. Not this year. You know, as many people know, many people have seen it already, our new City Hall building is completed. We've been operating out of that fully for almost a month now. Mm-hmm. And really, really a beautiful building located 61 South Main Street, right in the heart of the downtown, across the street from Town Square.
Yep.
So if you know where the tower is and the splash pad, literally right across the street to the east. And we have a brand new parking garage that's free. You can park there, not only for city business, but if you wanted to, you know, go hang out at Town Square or eat at one of the restaurants downtown, you can park there, and totally free. And we're going to celebrate this new building with a grand opening. And we decided, you know, building a building, it's a pretty fluid situation, right? You know, there's delays, there's different things and so it happened to be where we were going to be done and moved in by December. But I don't know about you. I don't want to go to a grand opening in December. People's minds, as you said, as we talked about earlier, your minds are elsewhere in December.
Exactly.
You're all over the place.
Especially this week.
Yeah. And, you know, you get to about December 1st, like, you know what? I'm booked for the month. I have got so much on the plate.
Yeah.
And so we decided, well, okay, maybe we do this in January. When can we do it in January? So we looked at the calendar, like, okay, what's a good Saturday? And so we looked at it, and it's like, January 17th on a Saturday. Guess what January 17th then is? It is the city's birthday.
Oh my gosh.
January 17th, 1862, we were incorporated as a city.
Wow.
And so usually every year on a Saturday in January, we have what's called Heritage Day.
Yeah.
And where we had root beer floats and things like the rec center, Thunder Junction train, the carousel, art museum, a lot of, you know, the bus, Suntran bus, they're all free, right?
Yep.
And so we decided, you know what? This year, let's bring the root beer floats to the new City Hall building, and let's combine it all together, have one big community party
where
everyone's invited. And so that's going to be January 17th at the new City Hall building, 61 South Main. There's going to be a ribbon cutting ceremony program starting at 11.
Okay.
And then the root beer floats from noon to 2. And so the pressure's on us. We got to get that program done. We can't go long. Nobody likes a long program.
No, nope.
I know that. And I'm actually well known for my brevity.
In
organizing things.
I love it.
My reputation's on the line with this. So we're gonna do it at 11 a.m. Root beer floats noon to 2. Everyone's invited, and we want to take a photo of the ribbon being cut, and we want everybody in that photo too. We want this to be the biggest celebration that we've had.
Well, it's Martin Luther King weekend, I think, as well, and so a lot of out of towners, a lot of folks coming to town.
Yep.
Hopefully, we get some northern Utahns coming down and trying to warm up a little bit, and we'll share some root beer floats with them.
A lot of people around, and it's interesting. And so when we decided on that date, one event that was already slated for the 17th, which will be fun too. It's kind of more for the more active folks.
Yep.
If we got time before the break, or if you want to tease us out, we could talk about it after the break. It's up to you, Dale.
Yeah. No, let's keep going.
We'll keep going. All right. Yeah. So, also on January 17th, and so a little bit earlier in the day, have you been over at the Stairs at Tech Ridge?
Yeah. When they opened it, actually, I DJ'd. I ran the music for the grant when they did the what was it, the marathon up and down, whatever that was. The stair climb challenge. Uh-huh. I was there for the entire thing.
Yeah.
Up and I've been up and down a few times.
The whole time? Till 4 o'clock.
I was there till 4 o'clock playing music. Absolutely. I was. Yeah. It was a chilly day that day.
That was cold.
It was a cold day.
So that was the first one. We're doing the second annual one this year.
Okay.
And it's going to be on the 17th as well. That's at 9 a.m. And, at 9 a.m., there's a few of the kind of ceremonial climbs, but at 10 o'clock, that's when we get down to business.
That's when separate the me from everybody else. How I like to look at it.
The grown adults from the ordinary weekend warriors,
exactly,
I guess.
Yeah.
And so you have a specified time to get up and down. And I believe it's every 15 or 20 minutes, you have your wave.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can complete 24 times, and it's pretty evil because the time span shrinks.
Yep.
As it goes along.
Yep.
And so you'll have less of a break. And after 24 laps, whoever's left will do one final lap.
Yep.
Fastest one up is
the big winner. And what do they win?
Boy,
do you know?
That's a good question. Probably a major award, would be my guess.
I want to know really what the question is. The people that don't make it, is there a second, a third? They ought to give prizes to the people that don't make it because it's such it's just a strenuous thing. I remember last year I had to carry some equipment because they had speakers. We had speakers halfway down and then at the bottom.
Oh, man.
They had music. We had music spaced out. It was all synced up halfway down and then at the bottom as well. And I had to go partway through the day. I had to take a new battery pack down to the bottom, and then two battery. I switch out the battery at the halfway, and then switch out the battery at the bottom, and carry those back up and get out of the way of and do it. You know,
oh man,
while not getting in the way of the actual competitors. And I'm running up the stairs holding these two battery, and they weren't huge battery packs. They looked like I don't know. They looked like a they're about the size of a football,
okay,
but a little heavier,
probably like five, six, eight pounds.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I'm carrying these two up this hill, and I got to the top, and I was a little winded. The next day, I could not believe how sore I was.
Yeah,
I'm going up and down twice, man. Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
It's unbelievable. So it's 333 steps.
Yep.
Right. So down and up is 666.
Yeah.
Say what you want about that.
Okay. All
right. But you know, one thing that you know, just for people who may want to get involved, but you know, they probably have a good understanding that they're not going to get through two dozen laps.
Yep.
If you just do one, you're going to get a finisher medal.
Okay.
And so if you're into that, if you collect that kind of stuff, that rest assured you won't leave empty handed.
Right.
If you complete one. But it's great exercise. You know, I've only gone up a couple times. I'm usually doubled over panting.
clutching at my hamstring.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's all fun and games going down. And even the first 100 steps, you're like, oh, this isn't bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
this is good. It's fine. You get to about 200. It gets real.
It gets real. It's not messing around.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I want to try it. I don't need it to go up and down 24 times.
Yeah, right.
I don't need it. I do. So how do we get signed up for this? Is it a sign-up thing? Is it free to entry? What's the entry?
Yeah, so you go to sgcityutah.gov / dragons tail. And of course, when you put a URL in, there's no apostrophe. So dragons tail. Yeah, don't put it. Yeah, you'll have problems. You go and sign up there, and let me just look on the website.
Yeah, you can go check it out. I mean, St. George Racing it puts it on, right?
It's a race that the St. George Races puts on in conjunction with Tech Ridge. So we work together on it.
Yep.
In fact, there's a really cool video on it right now, and it shows there's a couple of ladies that are obviously in better shape than you and I, that the jogged up the stairs not and then hard. Decided to run along the trail afterwards just for good measure.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, that's kind of inspiring and also depressing. Yeah.
What I like about it is on the way down, you're like, oh, I feel good. You get a nice warm-up going down. Yep. I suggest going from the top down.
Absolutely.
Because it's a nice warm-up going down. And then when you come back up, it's a nice gradual climb until, like, the last third.
Last third, yeah.
And I swear, man, you're going straight up. Yeah. I need climbing gear.
It's like a ladder, basically.
100%. It's like a ladder going straight up that thing. I'm telling you, it is It's not that. After 24 of them, I would be catatonic.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be sore for a month, I think.
Not worth it to me.
You can always tell if you're going up with a friend and you're talking while you're doing it. You can always tell who's in better shape by who starts panting and having to stop talking to breathe.
Yeah.
You can always tell that.
Yeah, I love it. Wrapping things up with David Cordero, City of St. George. In studio, again, the website to get all the firework information.
Yep, it's sgcityutah.gov. And for the fireworks, you just add /fireworks. For the Dragon's Tail, you add Dragon's Tail. And for the City Hall event, you just add City Hall to the sgcityutah.gov.
I love it. All right, he is David Cordero, City of St. George. Got us up to date on all the cool stuff going on. KDXU News time is 9:28. KDXU News time is 9:34. This is Southern U Talk with me, Dale Desmond. All right, thanks to David Cordero, St. George City Director of Communication. The guy knows everything. Hey, he's plugged into everything. Love having him on the show. Good friend of mine. Got us up to date on all the cool stuff going on around the city, not just for New Year's Eve, but for the coming weeks as well. That's something that blew my mind when he told me that. I think it was last year or 4th of July, that you can actually legally light out fireworks in St. George on Chinese New Year. It's illegal. If you have leftover fireworks, because we have, there's four times throughout the year that you're allowed to light off fireworks legally in St. George. New Year's, Chinese New Year's, 4th of July, and then 24th of July. Most places, they only have like two. Maybe they have other stuff, I don't know. But in St. George, baby, we get four fireworks days. And again, anything you bring back from out of state is technically illegal. And there's a couple of spots where there's several spots you're allowed to gather and light stuff off. You can go out, go check out sgcity.com. Is that right? What the website is? You can just go check out the city website, get all the details where you can, where you cannot, what you can and what you cannot light off for fireworks tonight. And actually, you can legally light stuff off, the legal things, until 1 a.m. So whatever you're doing, if you get back from, and of course, be safe out there and get a designated driver. Plenty of Ubers out there. You may have to wait a little bit tonight, but totally, totally worth it. Get a designated driver, find a friend, and it'll be worth it. But you can light off fireworks till 1 a.m. tonight. Pretty cool. Also, I want to mention, I just saw this, a press release from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Of course, today at 11 o'clock is Elder Holland's, President Holland, his funeral will be on the website. And then, I want to make sure I get this right, tomorrow, we mentioned it in the news, Elder Holland will be laid to rest here in St. George. And tomorrow, if you want to participate in the procession, there'll be a procession leading to the St. George, graveyard here in town. Procession will travel along Tabernacle between Main Street and 500 East. Now it's going to happen between 10 and 11 a.m. The body of Elder Holland will make its way down from Salt Lake, and the procession will come down Main Street to Tabernacle. So you can line up along Tabernacle to the graveyard to 500 South. Did I get that right? 500 East, sorry. To 500 East between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. tomorrow. Now, the burial, this is a note I want to pass along. The burial is a private event reserved for President Holland's family. So if you're lined up there, not encouraged to walk up and crowd in around the family. It'll be a family event, so please respect the family at the graveyard. But you are invited to pay your respects to Elder Holland as his body is buried in here in the St. George downtown graveyard tomorrow. So encouraged to line up along Tabernacle between Main Street and 500 East. The parade route, essentially, that we do on 4th of July, and pay your respects as that comes by, and between 11 and noon tomorrow. So that'll be a very cool thing, happening here in southern Utah. And, of course, after, I mean, you certainly can go visit the grave anytime, and, you know, after the family has moved away and had their time to have the graveside ceremony, if you will, there. So again, tomorrow between 11, I'm sorry, I want to get that time right. I gave it to you wrong. Between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. tomorrow, you can line up along Tabernacle between Main Street and 500 East. All right. We got that right. Finally. Good to know. But that's when it's all going to happen tomorrow. The funeral itself going on online. You can watch the actual funeral today coming from the Tabernacle. You can watch it today on the church website, or you can watch it on YouTube as well. So that's something to be aware of as we mourn the life of our native Elder Holland here going as he's laid to rest. All right, today is Wednesday, December 31st. It's the 365th day of the year. This is interesting. Some things that happened on this date back in 1879. Thomas Edison gave his first public demonstration of the incandescent lighting at his Menlo Park, New Jersey laboratory. So he invented the light, and then he gave the first public demonstration. You can bet the first time he threw that light switch, he was like, man, this had better work. This had better work. I'm sure he was flipping it on and off to make sure it would work. On this date in 1946, President Harry Truman officially proclaimed the end of World War II. Is that when that picture of that iconic picture in Times Square of the sailor kissing that nurse? Was that on that date in 1946? Maybe it was earlier. I have to go back and look. Maybe somebody knows. You can text lines. You can always text me with anything you guys are thinking of. 435-261-4540. Also on this date in 1984, Def Leppard drummer Rick Allen injured in a car wreck, caused him the amputation of his arm. He is still to this day playing drums for Def Leppard with one arm. That was 1984, 40 years ago. You believe that? He's been playing one-armed drums for 40 years, and he's still doing it. On this date in 2012, more than 13 million viewers tuned in to watch ABC's Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve special, hosted by Ryan Seacrest in its 40th year. It was the first special since Dick Clark passed away earlier in the year at age 82. Some celebrity birthdays today. Sir Anthony Hopkins. How old do you think Anthony Hopkins is? I remember he looked old back in Silence of the Lambs back in the 90s. How old do you think Anthony Hopkins is? Well, he's 88 today. Let's see. Aerosmith bassist, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tom Hamilton is 74. And singer-actor Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block, 53. Remember all the girls my age growing up in the 80s, middle school, They were gaga for Joey. Joey was the one that all the girls liked my age. One more I want to pass along to you, and let's give away some goodies here. It is New Year's Eve, so let's celebrate with some tacos from Angelica's Mexican Grill. I've got a $10 gift card to Angelica's. Today is Academy Award winner Ben Kingsley's birthday. How old do you think Ben Kingsley is? You can text me 435-261-4540. First one to tell me correctly the correct age of Ben Kingsley. If you have to look it up, I can't stop you from that. Text me right now, 435-261-4540. How old is Ben Kingsley? If you can get it right, we're going to hook you up with a $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. And we'll get to that. And on the back end of the break, what time is the optimal time to go to church? A lot of people are changing times to go to church, and it's really causing some scar tissue. And what time, what do you guys think? You can text me as well, 435-261-4540. What's the optimal time to go to church, and you're hoping it gets switched next year? We'll get to that coming up after the break. KDXU News Time is 9:43. KDXU News Time, 9:45. This is Southern U Talk with me, Dale Desmond. Thank you guys for joining us this morning on New Year's Eve. All right, we're going into the new year, and I hope you got your resolutions all ready to go. I hope you got your, I hope you feel like you're ready to jump into something new. I know a lot of people are anti-resolution. They're like, every day should be resolutions. And I think maybe there's something to that, but I do think some people need a reason to shake things up and get a new start. So hopefully you got something good planned coming at it. A lot of us change times. I was talking to Jimmy Keston earlier, I guess it was yesterday, and church he goes to, it's the same every year, 10:30. And I said, I think 10:30 is the optimal time. He picked it. He's got it nailed. To me, 10:30 is perfect. Because if you're at 10:30 right now, if you've been at 10:30 and you're going to switch going into next year and there's a different, rotation going on, you're like, no. Well, I'll see you guys in 2 years. I'll come back to church in 2 years when, we come back to 10:30. No, come on. Let's see. Ryan Moss is our winner, by the way. Ben Kingsley turns 82 today. Ben Kingsley is 82 years old today. So Ryan Moss picks up a $10 gift card to Angelica's Mexican Grill. What do you guys think? I want to know what you guys think. You can text me, 435-261-4540. What's the optimal time for church? I know a lot of people, if you have 9 o'clock church, they're like, yeah, I'll see you guys next year. If it's 1 o'clock church, they're like, I'm going to be on the golf course at 1 o'clock. And then there's other people like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to church. It doesn't matter when. It could be at midnight and we're going to church. But I'm curious, like when that rotation comes around, you're like, oh, I hope this year takes forever. What is the optimal time that you think church is? Let's see. Is this Barbara? I'm trying to scroll up here and see. To me, it's 10:30. You have enough time to sleep in and still, Debbie says, the optimal time is 10 a.m., 10 o'clock church. I'm right there close with you. I think 10 a.m. is just good. Let's see. It doesn't matter. This text says, it doesn't really matter what time I go to church. I'm always late. Even if it's 9 a.m., 10:30 or noon, I'll probably be late. And a lot of other people will too. It doesn't matter. All right. I always thought that was funny. You have little kids and you get them all there in time. And then you see like those, either the empty nesters or the newlyweds roll in 10 minutes late, and you're like, you have no excuse. You have no excuse to be late. You don't have little kids. You don't have diaper bags. You don't have activity bags and 600 shoes to find and different shades of pink socks to find. There's no excuse to find it. But a lot of people, you're switching things up this year. When you switch this year, it's either going to be good or it's going to be bad for you with church switching. I just moved, and I know my church has been at noon, and I have no idea what it's switching to yet because I just moved. The holidays have been crazy. I've not been to church. I'm not against it. I've just been busy. I've been out of town. I had to go to Vegas later. Missed flight that changed my plans. I planned on going to Vegas, dropping off a friend, and coming back, and they missed their flight and had to. I had to stay in Vegas a little bit longer. It wasn't my fault. It's not my fault. I think 10:30 is the very best. Looks like 10 o'clock is right there. We're on. Yeah, I know. So many people on Mormon Standard Time. It's not your fault. I know. What do you guys think? What is the optimal time to go to church? I'm interested. I want to ask ChatGPT just for fun because we're feeling sassy on a New Year's Eve. I'm going to ask ChatGPT. Well, I use Gemini, by the way. I don't like chat. I feel like chat has let me down on so many things. I like Gemini, and I'm not getting paid for that, and I should be, to endorse Gemini. Because I just feel like it's more dialed in. I feel like chat gets stuff wrong a lot. And we'll talk about that into the new year, your favorite AI, whatever you call it, chatbot. Which one do you go to the most? There's so many now. You know what I mean? I wonder if Gemini will tell me it depends on your whatever, and it's not going to give me anything nailed down. But I like 10:30 because I feel like you can sleep in. I've done morning radio for a long time, and so I'm awake usually at 4 a.m. anyway. But I like the dozing thing. I like to wake up and then kind of, you know, in and out. You have cool dreams usually during the morning when you're half awake, that REM mode. I like to doze till about 8 o'clock, get up and eat. You clean up from breakfast, and then you've got about an hour to get ready for church with an extra half hour just in case. Gemini says, for the best experience, the 15-minute rule, regardless of denomination, arriving 15 minutes early. That's not what I'm so okay. So Gemini has taken into account that I live in St. George, and it says by denomination, St. George context, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, most wards follow a 2-hour block. Yes, I know. Catholic services, the Saturday vigil usually at 5, while the Sunday is at 9 or 11. Best for a traditional experience. Okay, good to know. It didn't really give me anything that I was looking for. I am curious what you guys think. What is your favorite church time, your optimal church time? 8:30 for us Gomers. What is a Gomer? Roy, what's a Gomer? Is that old people? Is that what that means? 8:30 for Gomers? Or is it 8:30? Is that to military folks? Maybe that's what that means. Roy, I'd love to know what you think about that. 10 o'clock for families, he says. Chatbot says best. Oh, here we go. Here's a best chatbot time. Somebody texted their own chatbot. Oh, ChatGPT says late morning, 9:30 to 11. You're awake and alert. Kids are cooperative. Leaders aren't rushed yet. And you have most of the day afterward. That's the sweet spot. That's what he says. That's a good point. That's the reason I was going to say I like 10:30 is that you're done by now 11:30 depending or 12:30 depending on which church you go to. You're done in an hour or 2 hours. You come home, you have a little snacky snack, you take a little nappy nap, and then you're up and you're not too groggy before bed. Your nap is done by 3 or so, hopefully. And you can spend some time with the fam, do your stuff, and then you're ready for bed by, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. I think that's it. Old folks are Gomers. Okay, Roy said
old folks are Gomers. Never. Is that like Gomer Pyle? I thought maybe Gomer Pyle was like the Gomer Pyle military or Marine Corps thing. So I don't know, guys. I think there's something to be said here for 10 o'clock, 10:30. I'm curious why older folks, Roy says older folks, their optimal time is 8:30. I'm curious about that. Why? Is it because you're up early? Is it because you've been, you know, you're up, you grew up milking cows? I mean, my parents were cow milkers. That's our generation. I'm almost 50. My parents were cow milkers, and they were up at Adam early. That's how it goes. And once you're a cow milker, you got to get up at 4 to milk cows. In my case, do morning radio, and it never leaves you. You don't. You are up all the time. I'm telling you guys, I'm telling you, 10:30 is the spot, the sweet spot for me. You guys can disagree. I think most people agree. Up early, long day naps afterwards. All right. Roy's got it nailed down. I'm telling you, when you're retired, it's a different world. For me, when you are retired, Sunday is like retirement, but one day a week. It's like I've got stuff to do, but not a ton of stuff to do. That's what retirement's like, isn't it? You've got something to do, but not a ton of stuff. And if you're late to it, it's not the end of the world, unless you're Bishop, and then you're in a lot of trouble. So that's all I'm saying. Guys, we've got a lot, a couple of more minutes here. I want to mention this. I saw this, and I wanted to pass it along to you. On our website, there's a list of New Year's Eve events. I wrote a little article about it. You can go check that out. By the way, I just wanted to pass that along to you before we wrap up the show here. A new study out of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. I want you to think about this going into the new year. The risks of giving cell phones to kids at age 12 or under the age of 12. It shows a higher percentage of depression, obesity, and lack of sleep among those who had mobile devices as preteens compared to those who did not. Dr. Ron Barzilli, the lead researcher, says the study consisted of data from more than 10,000 young people as a part of an ongoing study on adolescent brain development. Findings are published in the Medical Journal of Pediatrics. So keep that in mind. Parents, grandparents, having kids using cell phones and using screens, higher percentage of depression, obesity, and lack of sleep among those who had mobile devices as preteens. I know we got the screen generation. This Generation Alpha is what they're called. Have grown up with the iPad generation. You know, you got to plug them in. You go to the restaurant, plug them in. They're in the car, got to be plugged in. It's okay. It's okay to talk to your kids while you're at the hotel, at the restaurant, while they're on vacation. It's okay to interact with them, to have them look around, not to be on screens all the time. You got to balance. I mean, there are positives, but you got to have balance. So let's look at that as a New Year's resolution together. Is balance going into the new year? How can we balance our life out a little bit? Are we drinking too much swig? Are we drinking, not enough water as our diet? Let's try and balance that out. One last note, and I passed it. I brought it up here, but I wanted to revisit it. The funeral procession will come through St. George tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. They want you to line up along Tabernacle Street between Main Street and 500 East to pay your respects. Now, the procession will make its way up to the graveyard, which will be, I guess, by invitation only, for family and invitees only. So if you're on the procession route, the graveside is just for President Holland's family. So it's discouraged to walk up the street and join the family standing around the grave. You can go and visit another time. let the family have their time. But you are invited to line up along Tabernacle Street if you want, between Main Street and 500 East, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. tomorrow. That's going to do it for us at Southern U Talk. I'm Dale Desmond. Thank you guys for joining me. I'll be off tomorrow, back with you on Friday. I hope you have a very safe and great new year. I'll be at Sun River tonight, 8 to midnight, DJing a fun event. Come out if you want. It'll be fun.
From the Angelica's Mexican Grill Studio, KDXU St. George, KDXU FM, KDXU FM HD, Colorado.